La OMS se pronuncia sobre la vacunación obligatoria contra el COVID. Nos atiende Tarik Yazarevic. Tarik Yazarevic. Ana, y esa es la primera pregunta. La OMS dice que volver obligatoria la vacuna podría violar los derechos humanos. ¿Cómo se explica, cómo explicaría él a quienes piensan que es al revés? Que los que no se vacunan están violando los derechos humanos de la comunidad.
Good morning, Mr. Choi. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And the World Health Organization has said that making vaccines mandatory could be violating human rights. But what? How could you guys respond to those that believe that actually not vaccinating it, not making it mandatory, is violating human rights for those that are vaccinated and don't want to live with those that are not getting vaccinated?
Thank you very much for having me in your program. This is not a simple question. Indeed, we prefer to have benefits of vaccines being explained to people and people having at their disposal correct information decide really to protect themselves and others. We think that explaining the benefit of vaccines is better than introducing mandatory measures such as mandatory vaccines. But we are now in a pandemic situation, and there can be situations where a mandatory vaccination may be needed. It all depends on the particular situation. It depends if vaccines are available, if government has already tried all the other means to convince the population. So in principle, it is better to explain the vaccines and have population adhere to that advice.
No es una pregunta sencilla de responder. Ellos prefieren que se le explique a la población los beneficios que tiene la vacuna y que las personas con esa información correcta decidan protegerse a sí mismos y a los demás. Nos dice que introducir medidas obligatorias no es la primera opción porque pues ya depende de la situación. Si ya los gobiernos le explicaron a las personas los beneficios, si hay disponibilidad de vacunas y los gobiernos trataron ya todos los medios, pues tocaría de considerar esta medida de obligatoriedad, pero es mejor para ellos en principio explicar estos beneficios y dejar que la población se vacune por sus propios medios o por decisión propia.
También en varios países se está exigiendo el pasaporte COVID para entrar en sitios como transporte público, bares, restaurantes. ¿Consideran que estas medidas pueden ser discriminatorias, sobre todo para aquellas personas que no tienen acceso adecuado a las vacunas y a las pruebas?
Several places are now requiring mandatory vaccine passports in order, you know, to visit certain establishments, perhaps restaurants, bars, gyms. Do you think that this type of requirement could be discriminating against those that don't have access to the vaccine?
Well, again, this is a question for authorities in each particular country, and they have to take into consideration their situation, particular situation in terms of epidemiology, in terms of transmission of the virus, in terms of coverage of vaccination, disponibility of vaccines. Obviously, in some places that are limited, physically limited places, such as restaurants, public transport, countries may ask people to produce the certificate, whether it's a vaccine certificate or it's a negative test, so to minimize the risk to the population. Again, the question really here is to try to avoid the mandatory vaccination. Mandatory vaccination should be considered only when all the other means have been exhausted and when there is a clear goal and clear public health benefit to protect people, and that then decision has to be explained. So it is not easy to say the mandatory vaccination should take place for everyone. It really has to be looked at case by case basis, and again as the last resort after all the other means have been exhausted.
De nuevo, es la autoridad la que debe analizar y considerar la situación epidemiológica de cada país, la disponibilidad de las vacunas y mirar si en esos sitios limitados o reducidos como restaurantes, transporte público, pues sí es adecuado implementar la medida de exigir este pase sanitario para minimizar los riesgos. Dice que la pregunta aquí o la cuestión es tratar de evitar esa vacunación obligatoria y solo usarlo cuando todos los medios se han agotado, porque la meta debe ser proteger a las personas. No es fácil llegar a esta decisión porque no se debe decir que se va a obligar a todos, sino que hay que analizar caso por caso y utilizar como último recurso.
Uh-huh. Ana, le quiero preguntar por Europa, porque a pesar de las duras medidas que algunos países están tomando, leemos hoy con preocupación que la OMS asegura que pueden morir más de 500.000 personas de aquí a marzo del 2022. ¿En qué está basado este duro pronóstico?
Let's speak about Europe, because even though many countries are establishing stricter mandates, today you guys revealed that close to 500,000 people could die next year. What are you guys basing these numbers on?
We have seen the increase in number of infection in many European countries. Now, we know that vaccines are efficient, that vaccines are preventing serious disease and death, but do not necessarily prevent of a person being infected. And this is why we are seeing this increase in infection, even though we don't see big increase in hospitalization and deaths. And this is due to several factors. Many countries have opened up, have relaxed the measure. We see more of public events. People are mixing. There is still places in Europe with low vaccination coverage because of what we call vaccine hesitancy. So we understand that countries are looking into their particular situation and trying really to prevent the situation in which their health systems would be overwhelmed by number of patients. Now, this may unfortunately bring again some measures that have been used in the past, could see the introduction of passes. But again, we have to really see what each one of us has to do. People should also get the right information, understand that vaccines work, get vaccinated, but not only get vaccinated, but also really protect themselves by avoiding crowded places, by staying when indoor, making sure there is a proper ventilation, avoid crowded places, wear masks. So get vaccinated, and public health and social measures. This is something that we all have to do in addition to what governments are trying to do.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Tariq Jasadevic, for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you.
Dicen que han visto un aumento de infecciones en los países europeos, porque ahora mismo sabemos que las vacunas son eficientes para prevenir las enfermedades serias y la muerte, pero no estas infecciones. Por eso se ve un aumento en estas infecciones, aunque no hay registros de un aumento en hospitalizaciones y muertos. Esto se debe a factores como a la reapertura, que se han relajado las medidas, ya comenzaron a verse eventos públicos en Europa. También hay a veces en países baja vacunación por aquellas personas que no quieren hacerlo. Entonces los países deben mirar caso por caso para tomar medidas y prevenir que su sistema de salud colapse. Nos dice que esto puede traer de nuevo medidas que se han tomado en el pasado. Se pueden implementar también los pases. Pero de nuevo hay que mirar cada uno qué debe hacer. Además de vacunarse, de informarse, hay que usar tapabocas y usar las medidas adicionales de bioseguridad.